Hey guys, super excited for today because we are going to talk about something that I'm very, very, very passionate about. And this is none other than charging what you're worth and knowing your value. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Oh, it's a beautiful day in Minnesota. Super, super warm outside today. A little bit overcast. Not that you care, but I think it's kind of fun. So I'm sitting outside listening to the birds and wanted to just record this quick podcast for you guys. So one of the things that is kind of interesting is I see a lot of people undercharging for their services as a social media manager. Now, if you're in any industry, this is valid for you too. So it's not just for social media managers. It's just not just for digital marketers. This is something that is really important for so many reasons. But before we get into what I think is essential, I want you to first and foremost understand that charging what you're worth and raising your prices is not something that's done from a place of greed. I think sometimes there's this assumption that if you raise your prices or if you charge, you know, high prices monthly, you're basically just trying to like milk your clients for all that they're worth, or you're trying to just become rich overnight without doing any work. And that's not at all the mindset I want you to have. First and foremost, I want you to embrace the mindset that is a little bit different. Here's the thing. So as a social media manager, one of the things we do is we're very empathetic and loving towards our clients. And we ultimately build businesses that really and truly serve our clients, right? That sounds familiar, huh? So the reality is, if you're serving your clients and you're not bringing home a paycheck that even ultimately breaks down hourly to something that's minimum wage, you're not serving yourself. So how are you going to be sustainable and how are you going to support more people? So one of the things that I want you to embrace is the mindset that it is not about greed, but it is instead about actually wanting to serve your clients better. So I do have to address like the elephant in the room that always comes up, and it's, how am I supposed to compete with like the $99 social platforms that supposedly handle all of your social media? And you know, there's like a $98 one and a $99 one. There are, you know, some agencies and some social media managers who charge $100, $200, $300 a month to handle all of the social media for their clients. And the reality is, you don't have to compete with them. I mean, I think about the markets, for example, for like Aldi or Walmart or, you know, the dollar store. Why wouldn't we technically all always shop there if it was all just about price? But the reality is, it's not all always just about price. And in fact, business owners want awesome value. They want you to care about their business. And the reality is that it is easier to care about someone's business when they've also invested into you. They care about you having a sustainable business, one where you're able to also have a life. That's the reality. You do not have to compete with the $99 a month social media platforms. You do not have to compete with the people who are charging $300 a month. And if someone suggests those things, that's not the client that you want to serve at the end of the day. When you take on too many clients at low price points, what you're going to find is that you're putting in 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. And when you break it all down, you're not even making a real sustainable living. And at the end of the day, that means that you can't give your clients the service that you dreamed of. And I know nobody dreams of giving clients subpar work. We all want to put our hearts into everything that we do. We want to give our clients the best experience, the best work that we possibly can. We want to create beautiful graphics for them. We want to have inspiration and ideas and strategies. We want to come up with awesome creative ideas. But those aren't sustainable when you're not charging enough for your services. And I get into pricing quite a bit in Social Media United. If you haven't checked it out, you can go to smutrial.com, try it out for just $1. And there's an entire masterclass and guide on how to price yourself with organic social media, paid advertising, etc. But the reality is, when you recognize that it is simply this, charging what you're worth is just an exchange of value. You're saying to your clients, I want to give you an awesome value, and you're valuing what you offer. You're saying, I value me. I value my services. And when you come from a place of value, you're going to find it is so much easier to have your clients value what you do. And honestly, as crazy as it is, back in the day, I used to have clients where I charged, $500, $600 a month. And I've had clients where we've charged $5,500, $6,500 a month too as well. And the reality is, the clients that are higher ticket are oftentimes easier to serve because they value your contributions. And it's a beautiful cycle that continues to feed into itself. Now, the other thing that I have also found kind of interesting is that it's very related to, for example, like dating. I'm sure a lot of us remember the dating days. You might be going through them now. You may have experienced them in the past. I remember that when I was online dating before I met Paul, my dream man, it was kind of a weird cycle. Like, for example, I would reach out to guys, or the guys would reach out to me. And the funny thing is, I found like the worst relationships, the worst dates came from the times where I was like, I will settle for that date. I didn't know my worth at that time. So I was like, I'll settle for that date. I'll still go on that date, even though this guy doesn't have anything that I'm looking for. But maybe because he doesn't have anything that I'm looking for, it'll be actually a lot easier. And the exact opposite was really true. I found that when I stuck to my guns and I found the people who had what I was looking for, there was a cycle. It bred a confidence in myself. You don't want to date everyone. You want to date the best. You want to date the people who fit you and your lifestyle. And the exact same is true with clients. So when that confidence is instilled in you and you're confident about charging the prices that you know that your work is worth because you put your heart and soul into them, ultimately what happens is your clients sense that, and they sense that confidence, and they feel like you've got their best interests in mind because you also watch out for your own. It's interesting because, like I said, it's the opposite of what most people think. So I want to share that with you because it's really important, and it's going to ultimately set you up for success. But like I said, you have to first change your mindset and recognize it's not about being greedy. It's not about trying to get those easy wins of low-paying clients, but instead building a sustainable business that does serve you so that you can serve your clients. That kind of makes it a little easier, doesn't it? It makes it more exciting. So I challenge you, if you're listening to this on the podcast and you say, wow, Rachel, I have not been charging what I'm worth. Don't necessarily raise the prices for the existing clients that you have, but moving forward, make a goal of setting up, honestly, great packages that value you, that value your time, and you'll find an incredible cycle has begun. I'll catch you tomorrow on Social Media Secrets.